Hi, everyone. I'm Brené Brown, and I'd love to tell you about my podcast, Dare to Lead. Innovation, creativity, building a better, more just world, all of these things require absolutely courageous leadership, especially given the complexity and chaos of the world right now. The Dare to Lead podcast is a collection of conversations with change catalysts, culture shifters, some troublemakers, folks who are really daring to create and change the world. I hope you join us.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to God's Dank Weed Heaven. That's from Ninja Tobes on the Twitter. If you like what we're doing here, be sure to subscribe and like on our YouTube page and even join the 420 Club if you're so inclined. That's at patreon.com/gettingdug. We're almost at our $1,000 membership goal. And when we get there, we're going to fix the heavy monkeys, #heavymonkey, and we're going to send one of them to a 420 Club member, and the other one's going to come back to the table and probably break within an episode or two. Our 420 Club giveaway this month is a brand new Getting Dug with High skateboard that'll be signed by me. I guess I should do that right now. And you have to join by the end of the month to qualify to win this skateboard. And then we're also, we've made about five boards. They're made in USA by Dub Press Distribution. Made in the USA by Dub Press Distribution. And I'm gonna sign it somewhere where you can actually see my signature, which is on my hoodie. There it is. And there's a dog and everything on the skateboard. It's beautiful. We've made like five of them, and we might put them in the store. We'll tell you about it later, whatever we plan on doing with it. And Doug's plugs, I'm doing stuff at the Traverse City Film Festival all this week, and then stand up at the Funny Bone in Syracuse on Saturday, August 6th at 4:20, and I'm interrupting The Rock at the Castro Theater in San Francisco on Saturday, August 13th, also at 4:20. DougLovesMovies.com for all my info. And now, enjoy the show. Blast off! We are back in the spacement on a Sunday, an unusual time for a show, but that's because that's when we were able to get this crew together, and me and my guests. Esther Koo and Melissa Moore are here, everybody. Melissa, first time guest on the program, adult film actress. I say that right away because I forgot to say it the last time Janice Griffith was on.
You did.
And it confused everybody. Oh. They're like, who's this girl comedian that we don't know?
That's funny.
Yeah, she was being very funny, as will you be, I'm sure. I don't bring on people just, you know, that are going to sit here and not be entertaining. And I've smoked weed with you already, and we had lovely time.
For sure.
It was nice.
Thank you for having me.
And Esther, like, she just, you know, makes any conversation fun, because if as long as it's kind of funny. Like, you don't laugh at everything, right?
I am picky.
You're picky.
And people accuse me of laughing at everything, and I don't do that.
Well, when you're, like, around, like, a Jim Norton, of course you're going to laugh at everything. That guy's hilarious.
Right, because he's so quick.
Yeah. But, man, when you laugh, you really don't hold back.
Yeah.
Do you try to hold back ever?
No. I mean, I have to sometimes.
Like, what? Like, because you'd laugh like that maybe in a funeral?
Like, in a wedding.
Or a wedding?
Like, I went to a Jewish wedding and they were speaking all like gibberish.
And that was hilarious to you?
And I couldn't help myself. I never really been to like a rabbi event, you know?
Right. No, there's nothing like a rabbi event.
So I was just like, what are they saying? Are they serious? Because I didn't know that my friend was so Jewish. And they had like a really Jewish wedding, and she
super Jewish
converted to Judaism, and I was like, "Whoa, this
super
is hardcore."
That's you got to be careful with that. But most of the time, being a comedian and working in comedy clubs, are you ever watching a dramatic play and decide something's that hilarious? And
I can't do
lose
plays.
Your mind?
No, I don't go to plays.
Yeah, because that'd be
they're
terrible.
So boring.
Right, and that'd be really embarrassing to laugh like that during a play.
But I have gone to plays and I have laughed.
You should make that your ringtone, right?
My laugh?
Yeah.
I do sell my laugh as a ringtone.
Okay, but put it on your own
put
phone.
It here.
Put it on your own phone.
Uh-huh.
And when you laugh at something, just pull out your phone and go, sorry, and then like you accidentally left your phone on rather than you were laughing at what was happening.
Oh, yeah. Or if somebody thinks they're being funny.
That would help them out.
Or yeah. You also just don't worry about ever being in that position and just live your life.
Exactly. You know, fuck
that's,
them.
That's another way to go. But speaking of alarms and stuff, I left my phone in the other room, so I don't even know what time it is, but I'm sure it's 4:20 by now somewhere.
Oh, duh.
Yeah, so we all have to hit something. We've got these vapor pens, if you like that sort of thing.
Oh, yes.
And I've loaded some things up with some sativa, like this fun
I'll
pipe
take,
right here.
Yeah,
you
want to
try that?
Some actual.
Yeah, there you go. You like your actual granary?
I do like actual like leaf mm-hmm. than wax.
Right.
But I have been smoking wax for the first time, and right now I'm trying it out, and it's pretty good.
Wax That's makes good. Me go crazy.
Yeah.
It, Doesn't
it's
it?
It's pretty intense. It's pretty intense. But
makes
I just
makes me sleepy.
Yeah. I can't do it like before I start my day.
Like, I look like I'm on drugs when I'm doing wax.
What does that look like?
Like crazy. Like I just won't shut up.
That could be bad.
It's pretty tasty. This is sativa.
I got honeydew watermelon.
Does it taste like honeydew?
Oh my god, it's delicious.
There you go. Honey Farm does it again. Yeah, we got all sorts of flavors there for you that you can try.
Nice.
And yeah, and
I like
we load up anything you want. And a bit of sad news for all the regular viewers and listeners who have imagined it. Our friend, we called this the Gandalf pipe because it was long and regal looking. And someone on the staff who's since been fired because that's how you handle these things.
Really?
Didn't even do it on purpose, I assume. Just an accident because he was cleaning it. And,
why did somebody break a pipe on purpose?
You know, we broke it just because of the inherent drama it brings to our show. Like, there's no storylines. Nothing ever happens on this show. So this is quite a twist. So that poor boy is gone. We'll be throwing him away somewhere safe because it's got some jagged edges on there. But we still got this little fella, Gandalf Jr. It's another fun one to try if you want to put some
what's this?
Indica sativa in there. Oh, that right there.
What?
And we got a couple of jars of it. It's called Jumbo. And it's
you rub it all over your body?
No, you spray it in your mouth.
Oh, and it's like breath spray.
Yeah, it's breath spray, but it's got the heebie-jeebies in it. It's got
it says superfoods.
It's like what is it called, Gabe?
What, THC?
No, the stuff in the that they put
like
in the Jumbo.
Like peppermint oil.
Oh yeah.
But it also, but you know what I mean, it's more of a body high than a head high, right? Or they have two. They have a couple different kinds. I'm my learning curve is terrible. I've had these things for a long time, and I still don't know exactly what they are, what they do. You could try it if you want. I don't ever try it anymore. Have you seen these guys, Melissa?
Oh no, please.
What is this? What? Why, oh no.
What do you think of that lighter?
Oh shit, this is a lighter?
Yeah, it's broken, but.
What? Why are people breaking things? This is cool.
The flame comes out of the top of his head. Well, an anarchist show. That's what we break everything. but the flame's supposed to come out of the top of his head. And, but you seem to like him a lot.
You should be treasured. Who's breaking me?
I know. There's only two of them in the world that we know of, and we're going to get them fixed.
What do you think about that monkey?
And then we're going to give one away.
This is really rad. This is probably the coolest lighter I've ever encountered. It's pretty heavy, but.
Bang! You said it. The secret word is it's the hashtag heavy monkey. And when a guest says it, I do this.
Cover your ears! Oh, God.
Fuck.
She God told you to cover your ears and everything.
Why can't somebody break that air horn instead of one of these bongs?
Too high for this.
You have enough bongs. I'm going to break one on your head.
No. I got to tell you that it's 50-50, the people that love when that happens and the people that hate when that happens. It's like right up the middle. It's like the political election or something. It's a divided country. Some like a sudden air horn noise and others hate it. Some are into
it's a good comparison.
Yachting events, regattas, and some are not into it. Some are into races. No, those have a starter pistol, so forget that one. Honolulu, Hawaii celebrating 420 with us today.
Oh, yay!
Yeah, that's cool.
Mahalo.
The sativa's called Day Wrecker, which we were discussing pre-show on the Patreon pre-show. We were talking about how Day Wrecker doesn't seem like it would be a sativa. It seems like that's more of an indica. But people accuse me of indica bashing on the show all the time. So I'll just say that the indica today is called Immaculate.
What's wrong with indica bashing?
You know, people don't like it. People defend indica.
Fuck those people.
I don't know if you've seen the internet, Esther, but people like to argue about things.
Yeah, exactly, because they
like
got nothing
tell
else
you
to
everything
do.
Everything you're doing is wrong. They don't know that everyone else is telling you another thing you're doing is wrong, so they don't
it's
get
the, people,
the aggregate
it's the people who
pile
say
up
it
of complaints.
In real life to you that matter.
Right, and how often right? do people complain to you in real life? If they talk yeah. to you, it's to say, yeah. I like what you do.
Right. Sometimes.
I like you.
Sometimes. I like your one
ears.
Out of 100
well,
is a complaint.
Yeah, but the complaints are even cute. They're nerdy. They're like, why didn't you say this when so-and-so said that? Like, you should have thought of the same
thing. Or they're violent.
What?
Yeah.
That took a turn.
No.
I'm going to take my sunglasses off for this. Proceed.
No, one time I pissed a guy off at my show, right? And he like shook my hand afterward because I made fun of him and had the whole room laughing at him. And then afterwards he shakes my hand and he goes like this. He like yanks my arm like really hard. And he's like a super buff dude.
Was his name Corey Lewandowski? Mm-hmm. Nobody got that joke, but it was pretty fresh.
Happened
a couple of months ago. what? So yeah, so that's not good when somebody's violent like
right,
that.
He
what did you do?
He
how did you react?
He couldn't handle. I was like, dude, stop pulling my arm, man. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, and then
he just wanted to like hurt me physically because he couldn't get me back with words.
I've had dudes do that before.
Right?
I'm too nice though. I'm like, I'm too nice about stuff like that. I should be more like, get the fuck off me.
Yeah, we need an air horn.
You're like, I'll come to your basement and get high.
Sure. If there's weed, I'm on my way.
Right. What, there's gonna be cameras? I'm okay. On my it doesn't sound like anything sketchy's going on.
No. Usually there's like bodyguards and stuff like at conventions when stuff like that happens and there's more of an opportunity for somebody to like.
Right. Well, you should have a, I mean, not that this guy, you know, you would have shook his hand probably anyway, even if you had security. But if you had some guy that's just standing there, just hanging out to make sure nobody gets worse than that guy did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That'd be good. That'd
well,
be a good
now I just don't
you.
Shake hands anymore.
When you can afford that. Oh. I know, but it sucks when you can't have a meet and greet just because some people are going to be too enthusiastic.
I can meet and greet, but
too,
we bow
too
or
weird,
something.
Because you know? That guy also probably, you know, he'd take it back. Like, remember when Prince slapped Apollonia in Purple Rain? He took it back right away. Like, sorry, I did
can
that.
Can we cut to that right now?
Sorry, I did
for
that.
For your viewers?
That would be so great. High history. We get into it with all the new guests. Esther's been on the show. She's been on it about 18 times, so we know her high history probably. What do you got, Melissa? When did you start?
Let's guess.
Oh, that's a fun game.
I like
pot
that.
Quiz,
yeah.
Pop shot.
Yeah, she okay. looks like a pro smoker.
Okay.
Right? It's not like she right, started
I wanna,
yesterday.
I want to hear what you guys think, actually. So,
okay.
Whoever wants to
I think. Can we ask how
wait,
old you are
surprise?
Now?
Wait, what's the prize? What's the prize?
The prize?
The prize.
We get to break a bong.
What? Why
no,
do you want to break these?
That doesn't, I don't want to break a bong. That would be a bad prize for me. I don't know, you know, bragging rights, as they like to say.
Ooh.
The feeling of accomplishment.
Really?
Competing against somebody who doesn't care, really, because that's where I'm at. I'm
getting
guess,
to write loser on the other
now?
Person's
20.
Forehead.
She's 20 now, so I'm going to guess that she started
10 years
smoking
ago.
Weed when she's 18. You say 10?
wait, no.
Yeah, I think we're both wrong.
Those are on like both different
wait, what
sides
did he
of
say?
The spectrum. He said 18.
I said 18.
18 years ago?
Why? Can I know
yes,
why?
18 years ago is when she started. I don't know. I feel like that would be a little surprising. Seems like maybe a little younger would be more typical, but
I'm going to say 4 years ago.
Hmm. You guys are both really, okay, no, they're really off. I started smoking when I was like 13. Yeah.
Oh my God, you're so bad.
But I didn't like smoke as much as I do now.
But you didn't have like dare, don't say no to drugs, or say no to drugs program and stuff.
I mean, we did. That you started tried a long it. Time ago, right?
You just tried it and liked it okay. And then when you got older, you just were like, this is really for me.
Well, yeah, I had more access to it when I got older. I mean, when I was younger, I wasn't really able to. And I lived in a place where it was really difficult to get good weed.
At your parents' house?
Right.
That's difficult for most 13-year-olds.
Yeah, right? I was lucky
Are you glad you started so early?
Yeah, I think I am because I know more about it. I know more about what I like and what gets me a certain type of high and, you know, what helps me a little bit better. And I guess I have more experience with it now, yeah.
I would have been better at testing in school if I had, you know, started marijuana then. But they also say that, and that's why I'm glad that you were like, you know, kind of took it easy for a few years there because they say the brain is still forming is like a reason that maybe teenagers shouldn't smoke pot.
Yeah.
They should wait till they're like, you know, I think the two cutoff points are 18 and 24 are the two places where your brain is really finishing up.
You know what? Now it's really, I can't even buy tobacco products anymore. I try to go into the store and buy like Rillos and they denied me. And I was like, haha, you guys are joking, right? Like I came in here like a week ago and was able to buy Rillos, but I guess they recently just changed.
Wouldn't that be weird?
Wait,
if
why don't
like,
they let
we
you?
Were joking.
I'm not
You're
21.
Right.
Oh my God.
Yeah, yeah,
Jesus
real
Christ.
Strict on the IDs on that, I guess.
Yeah, I guess it depends on where you are, but yeah.
You could borrow my ID.
Thanks, girl. That's what girls are for.
And she's got those ears on in her ID picture,
yeah.
Strangely enough.
No,
so
we can totally
just,
pass.
You could just borrow them.
Totally.
No, I mean, like, we'll just, you know.
What are you wearing in your ID photograph?
Nothing.
You know what I mean?
Nothing.
You were not wearing any article of clothing. I like it. I have to see that later. You're going to have to show that to me. I don't believe you.
I guess if you wore something that was sort of off the shoulders, you could give that an appearance. Like,
totally.
Like, oh, she took an ID picture naked.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, just like a strapless dress.
Like senior like photos, too, when you have like that dress on. It's like off the shoulders.
Those sorority pictures with the V-neck, the black V-neck.
Yeah.
Esther, have I ever asked you who the most famous person you've ever gotten high with is?
Yes.
What was your answer? Do we remember?
Sadly, just you.
We should check in every few months then with you and say, have I been beaten? Have you found somebody more famous than me? You've had some pretty big guests on your podcast.
Yeah, I probably smoke with those people.
Yeah, and like Joey Diaz.
I try to get people who don't smoke weed to smoke weed. No, I don't.
How's that working out?
Yeah, how's that working out?
Like, alcoholics are my target market. I'm trying to convert them to weedism.
Okay.
Instead of alcoholism.
Sure.
But, you know, people like what they like. It's hard to change people's minds.
True, but... You know, with weed, with all the various ways to get it into your system now, I think that's changing some minds, you know, because some people just don't like the idea of physically smoking, you know, but I just think getting high is just, certainly there's people that can't handle it, but I just think the idea of anybody's pain in life being lessened by it makes it worthwhile, you know. And it makes me, you know, I'd be a more anxious person if I didn't get high all the time.
I agree.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, it's a good way for us to just wind down. Without,
who do you think's going to open more states up to legalizing weed?
What?
Which of the candidates?
Like what other states?
Oh, the Democratic platform, so it's Hillary, is decriminalize weed.
Is she
That's
all for
the
it?
The platform, yeah. That just means, you know, that...
That means you need to have her on as a guest.
She's pro-medical. It doesn't mean she's pro, what do you call it, recreational.
Right.
That was fun the way I caught that on my wrist. All right.
I didn't see that.
We'll have to get a slow motion version of that or something and put it in the game time section. We're going to go to our first commercial break. I'm going to grab my phone because I feel so lost without it, and we'll be right back. Hey, everybody. So that we don't have to do it in the show, I'm going to do it during the breaks. I want to say subscribe to this show if you haven't already and click the like button as it helps fight against people who flag our videos. And you can also subscribe on iTunes for the audio-only version of the show. And also, our web store is now through Villaby.com. We'll put it on the screen, I think, maybe. check it out. You can still visit us at the same URL, bit.ly/DougMerch. Order your mugs, t-shirts, and blue cards. Get blue cards. We'll sign them, and then the post office will put something right over the signature, and it's a big waste of money. Cards for high manity, I like to call it. Thanks, you guys, and enjoy your day. People can absolutely, we were talking during the break about how people can just lie about things. They can just do it, and there's no stopping them. Welcome back, everybody. What a fun break we had. Esther Koo and Melissa Moore are here, and we're having a lovely smoke session. And Melissa whipped out the old wrapping papers, rolling papers that we have on the table, and they're like the cellulose kind.
Yeah, they're transparent rolling papers.
Transparent ones. So we're not sure. I think those are supposed to be really good for you.
I don't understand. Like, I guess you could roll them how you normally roll a joint, but is it safe to burn? Like, what kind of ash would this, be in my body?
Well, that's what they say, is it safe to burn. Is there fine print on there, Esther, that says something like it's rid of cancer?
Natural cellulose without synthetic compounds. Biodegradable, waterproof, slow burn.
Biodegradable, I like the sound of that.
Transparent rolling papers, king size, extra slim.
Extra slim.
He says extra slim.
Extra slim.
Yes.
King size?
Yes, no, this is a mini
okay,
size.
Okay, I'm gonna try, but like, I don't even, I guess I
try
have to
roll
make
it. I like that. It's kind of a fun why not? Challenge.
Let me get a filter going.
To see if you can do it, because I think you're good at it.
But like,
and we just don't
do
have,
I want to smoke this?
We just don't have proper
this is like,
papers.
I'm gonna look this is it like up. Clear Pepsi.
I feel like an immigrant trying to get into the country.
Like, let's
I just
go
don't
back.
Have proper papers.
I mean, slow.
Peter Piper don't have proper papers.
I missed you. That was good.
1,684 people heard that gem. And
slow burning.
More will later, that's for sure. Speaking of Bernie, Vermont is still killing it in our state of pot competition. It's still in the top five places that watch this show per capita.
Vermont is next to legalize weed, don't you think?
I think so. Hopefully yeah. California as well and a few other places.
And Vermont's all covered in trees already. It looks like a dispensary.
I listed off all the places that where it's going to be possibly legal in the last audio-only episode from Pemberton Music Festival. So thanks again to them for letting me do that. And also thank you to Comic-Con. I had a great time at that again this year. Yeah, I smoked with the girl everybody thinks you look like.
Really?
Yeah, Riley Reed like reached out to me on Twitter saying, Janice Griffith says I should smoke with you. And so she just let me come to her room and she dabbed me out. I don't know who was more sketchier in the situation.
She was definitely.
She let me come to the room, but then she gave me the strongest shit.
Nice.
I just took one hit and I was like, I'm good. Cause I still had another show to do that day.
Oh shit.
And, but it was a good dab, tasted great. Didn't.
How long did you hang out with her for?
Fit. Then we went on the convention floor and walked around for a while. And, you know, that's always a crazy scene. So
that's rad.
It was a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Twitter bringing people together. Potheads.
This is the stupidest.
I love this.
Ever.
I love that you're
like. I'm really trying though. Like, do you see this?
You really get it.
Like, I'm really good at rolling joints. I don't understand. Like, this is plastic.
The people
really
that use those things, whenever I've been handed one, are like maestros. They're amazing rollers. Like, they make it. They're really tight and they seem so
does it
fancy.
Stick together if I lick it.
I think it's supposed to. Yeah. Because how else would you? I've
all
seen
right.
some people make really good tight joints out of it. Not that tight is necessarily best thing in a joint.
It literally feels like I'm putting plastic.
Fat joint is my favorite.
It's like saran wrap.
I'm gonna get this one.
All right. We did the heavy
it's like
monkey.
A little bouquet.
Is it sticking?
It's like a mini bouquet for a dollhouse.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly what I was going for.
Do you watch all those? Do you get high and watch those shows where they find little houses for little people?
All the time.
This is actually working.
Yeah, you're doing
it right. Question mark. Okay. No, we're getting it.
Yeah, I think you're doing a great job. I can't wait to wait to smoke that. Aww. I'm looking at some things people are saying on Twitter. And I've also got some pot topics. Do you guys want to get a little political about marijuana?
Let's do it.
Jim McAlpine. You know who that is?
Who is that?
I don't know. Plans to open the world's first gym for marijuana enthusiasts called Power Plant Fitness. It's going to be in the Bay Area here in California. It's going to be co-founded by Ricky Williams, a football player who, the NFL gave a hard time for smoking marijuana. So now he's fighting back. And here's the two. Tell me the two ways that marijuana helps athletes, according to this guy who's opening up the marijuana fitness.
It loosens your muscles.
Okay, that's one guess, Melissa.
It loosens your. I guess it could kind of wake you up if with the right strain. I mean, it could give you some certain.
I think you're both correct. One is marijuana is a painkiller and offers relief from soreness and bruises.
There you go.
So that's sort of what Esther said. And the second is using cannabis to stay focused during a workout.
Nice.
Which works for me, like especially like if I'm listening to music or talk radio or something while I'm on a workout machine. It like if I'm high, I really get into what I'm listening to and less, you know, concerned about being.
Or you could probably last longer if you smoke weed before going to the gym.
It could work out that way, but other times you smoke weed before going to the gym and then you're like, oh shit, now I gotta go to the gym. And instead I could just sit
That's what you have to like, you have to keep track of all your highs and what it makes you feel like.
Yeah, for sure.
But that's why I'm glad
I have a gym in the building I live in, because I can get high and go work out. But I can't get high and drive to the gym and then work out, because it's like, it already feels like too much effort if I'm high.
That's why you have to have a close gym.
Stoners should always have gyms in their buildings.
Yep. Stoner lesson of the day, you guys. I know it's Sunday and we should just rest our minds. That's a good lesson. Uh-oh. Pot topic number two is a hot one.
Pot topic!
Woo! A new study published in the journal Psychopharmacology. You can't call something psychopharmacology unless you know some shit about drugs, drugs and brains.
Back it up.
It says alcohol increases aggressive tendencies while marijuana decreases aggressive tendencies. Yeah, that's pretty awesome. The researchers had people drink alcohol. Some people in a bar decided to drink some alcohol and then smoke some marijuana. Two groups. One of them got hostile. The other one was cool. They then put people in situations that would elevate the levels of aggression. Oh, that sounds terrible.
Did they document this?
Oh, like, we're going to get you high and then try to get you aggravated. Oh, that sounds great.
Oh, God.
Which is what I kind of do with the air horn, so I'm guilty. But they found no difference in aggressiveness between the three groups while sober. Alcohol increased aggression. Marijuana displayed lower levels of aggression. So even lower than a sober person.
That's like, why I stopped drinking.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Yeah.
Get out of the drinking game, everybody. Except if you enjoy Tito's handmade vodka.
Ding.
Yeah. Are you serious?
I love it, but I love it because it's gluten-free, and I never even knew that vodka had gluten in it.
And because you borrow money from them every month.
And also, Esther, it's naturally gluten-free. What? Yeah. They don't fucking take the gluten out of it.
I feel like I'm in the Truman Show.
They don't take the gluten out. It just didn't have it.
Okay, we got it.
We got it. We're going to smoke Melissa Moore's amazing joint.
It looks like a carrot. It looks like a carrot now.
It's kind of cool because like you can see obviously the weed. So that's one thing.
It's fun.
It's really difficult to stick together. It's like you're rolling with plastic. It literally feels like like a plastic.
I feel it generally burns pretty well, but let's go ahead and give it a shot, see what happens.
I bet when it
good
burns.
Good job, Esther.
Oh no, sorry.
I'm totally fucking up. It's okay.
Don't ever give Esther anything. Like, she was cleaning this when it.
No.
It was destroyed. She broke both.
All right. See, like what I mean. Like, it's not like paper. It won't stick very well. You have to be gentle with it.
Okay.
Like a little baby.
All right.
It's a little baby joint.
Oh yeah, I'm great with babies.
I don't like this. How this is burning. Like, this makes me feel like I'm putting chemicals in my body. I dare you.
But it's not.
It says biodegradable.
Like they say it's really great for you. Not great for
but
you.
But I don't want to smoke plastic. I'd rather smoke paper. Paper is more natural. It comes from trees.
I need some reassurance right now. I need somebody to be like, no, it's
not. No, it's not good for you.
You guys don't have to do it.
I'm going to because I rolled it.
You rolled it, so.
I have to.
He rolled it. Let's see, is anybody writing into me to explain this to me? Somebody wants to know when we're getting married, Esther. That's really funny.
Block them.
Don't. doesn't Daniel Keem too know that we're of different religions? I don't see
How
anybody. Nobody's writing to us about this.
I mean, it's
clear
good.
Wax rolling papers,
it's
whatever
good.
They call
it
them.
It tastes the same.
Cellulose.
It's just, it's
but if
really some, weird.
Somebody let us know right away if we're hurting ourselves.
Yeah.
If this is dangerous.
Please.
please write in on my Twitter, at Doug Benson.
It just doesn't look natural. It looks too shiny.
Twitter.com.
It looks the opposite of what it says. It's like, I don't know if it's false advertisement or not. I really hope it's not because.
Of course, because the FDA, they don't have to approve of anything that's written on rolling
it's
papers.
It's made in Brazil.
If we hear it's bad, we just had the one. Isn't there a lot of things in life you could say that about? As long as you just did it the one time and then found out it was bad.
No problem. It tastes good. Or it tastes good. It tastes... You really taste the weed. You don't really taste
any paper. I'd rather smoke out of a glass than plastic wrap.
But that's probably the best selling point right there than what she says. You don't taste like you're smoking.
But those make like good Christmas presents.
Yeah.
Like a rolled up joint in plastic and then tie a little
I don't know, I like it all. I can't decide when it comes to weed. I just like so many things. I'm so indecisive. I want to try all of it.
Well, that's why it's probably good to change it up, you know?
That's why, yeah.
Because you might build up a tolerance and
for
also
sure.
Maybe the smoking. This is bad for you, maybe smoking. You know, people say that you use a lighter all the time. People say that's bad for you.
Oh, right.
Because
I'm always looking for matches.
And we have what you call them sometimes here, Hempwick. Sometimes on the table. Oh, here it is right here. That you light this and then light your bowl.
But those are a bitch to like keep up with, you know what I mean?
They're just
like,
another thing.
They're another thing you have
to concern yourself with, and I just want to get high here in this alley by this dumpster.
Yeah, same here.
That's why the dab,
I thought that was
the dab
you.
Movement cracks me up, because I'll be in the weirdest spot and somebody will be just like, hey, I got my rig, you know, and they'll have like a torch and everything. We'll just be like standing on a street somewhere, you know.
Real OG-like.
It's pretty awesome.
Where are we ashing? Oh.
Yeah, right there in the good old poke bowl. Don't put it all the way in because it's flooded.
No, I know. I see the wall.
I poured a bunch of water out of this pipe into it.
You said it's flammable? What?
It's a puddle here. It's like
But
a,
it's just water,
water,
right?
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I didn't know if it was like some other chemical.
No. Just water. You can get near it. Grandma no should way. Smoke pot, you guys. I've said this forever.
I'm good.
Grandma.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, smoke pot.
You're good?
Pot.
I'm good.
Yeah, I'll take more of that.
Yeah, let's just get
the
weird.
The word's not in yet on how this stuff is for you.
Oh, fuck. They're like, smoke more, smoke more. Maybe we should just, like,
this guy
Google
says
it.
We're inhaling a chemical that was used during World War I.
It's made of cellulose. It's a plant-based compound.
Plant-based compound from the set.
Cellulose.
From the medic.
What plant would it be based on?
It's natural. No worries I got on here. It's from Australia.
Australians don't know shit.
All
that's
natural.
So crazy,
they're gluten-free,
though.
I'm told.
That blows my mind. I'm pretty high enough to, like, understand that this is from a fucking plant. That's crazy. Like,
Do you feel this?
That's plastic. Yeah, maybe there's like 1% of plant in here.
No, people are all saying that it's good for you. Not
right?
Good for you, but
and then they
wait,
can,
what?
They, there's
everybody's
no regulations.
Saying that it's fine.
Okay.
Not
like,
worry about
what
it.
What regulations are there safe. For products that are sold in the marijuana industry? Like, anybody can just say anything because it's like a free for all. It's like the gold rush.
Once they, speaking of gold rushes, once people start answering,
no,
I got
really,
a ton of answers. But for a minute there, I was like, is anyone going to answer this question?
There's a lot of companies out there that have protocol and that have people to answer to when it comes to products. I don't think it's easy for a Joe Schmo company to come out with, you know, some crazy weed, I don't know, device or paper or something. They have
right.
to get it
that's
regulated.
Why like when somebody yeah. gives me something where the label is like a post-it note on some saran wrap, I'm like, oh, maybe this isn't a product that anyone is overseeing the, you know, the quality of.
Right.
But I've smoked these with people a lot of times, and the people that pass them to me are always like, seem very into weed and all that stuff, so that's why I wasn't worried about it, but
oh.
I'm glad to hear it again that it's that according to everybody, it's like 100%. I should have done one of those poll thingies on Twitter. I like doing that.
Oh, okay,
I did one yesterday. Happens. All politicians are fuck ups, dipshits, or oh, what was the second one? I can't remember what the second one was, but they're all pretty much synonymous.
Wait, the third? You mean the third one? You said fuck ups.
Yeah, I can't remember what the second one on the list was.
Do you remember which one got the most votes?
No, I haven't. It's not the voting's not finished yet. Oh, I should look that up. That'll be like a cliffhanger to the third act of this show. Is I will let you guys know the answer to that question.
Can't wait.
I know, right?
Can't wait.
It's exciting. So exciting. But I like smoking this thing. It's tasty.
Yeah, you should pass.
Yeah,
me.
It's all right. Oh, sorry. Oh, no.
See, it went out. You were talking on it, man.
It's out. It's okay. I apologize. I'll get it going again.
Butane, death. Oh, be careful. Don't die. Oh, there goes my chair. I'm just kidding.
No, these are fun.
No, these are cool. They're
these are
like,
good for in a driveway situation, like outside in a concrete area.
Yeah?
I think, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think that seems to be the best place to smoke them. But according to Aging and Mechanisms of Disease Journal, which if you haven't read it, you guys, so many funny articles, they found evidence that the psychoactive ingredient marijuana, THC, our good friend THC, may be able to remove the buildup of a toxic protein linked to Alzheimer's. Theory needs more thorough testing. Apparently they don't watch this show, because I remember some shit. some of the time.
That's amazing.
So that's neat news,
that's
right?
That's very, very
so
neat.
People should start smoking at 13.
Shout out, yeah.
Oh, Esther.
That's what we should be teaching our children.
There's multiple things to learn from this, though, is that they're saying that like the brain's not finished developing. I mean, I don't want to bum out 16-year-olds that are super into weed, but I'm just saying give it a thought, because, you know, you're just going to be going to school and stuff, so it'd be a good time to not be high all the time. And then when you come out of the other side, you can just be like, get high all the time and probably lead a very productive life.
Yeah, man. They should like...
That's the answer I was looking for.
What if you had like a homeschool, right? And you like homeschool your kids. But you give them marijuana like every Friday if they did good that week.
Well, they might just naturally not like it. They might just not even
right.
think of that as
then
a reward.
Then you separate them based on who likes weed and who doesn't like weed.
Well, then you got to come up with a whole
then
other
system
for the
non-weed
likers.
Then you don't have to waste time hanging out with the non-weed likers who are angry and aggressive all the
I
time.
I think if you smoke a ton of weed in front of your kids, they won't smoke weed. I think kids always rebel against whatever it is their parent does.
Oh, wow.
Not always, but
more so often.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's a regular
like
thing.
I'm not a big drinker. My dad was a huge drinker. Not, eh.
It just, for some reason, you hit a certain age and you see it and it just grosses you out or, you know, it just hits you a certain way. Like, that's how I'm going to be different
yeah.
by not doing that thing. You don't even really think about it.
It gets old. It gets boring. You're tired. Yeah.
Yeah. Really. So, yeah, my parents never said a word about weed. Maybe never even tried it.
My mom was always smoking weed. She was
well,
like,
you should have your parents on an episode.
Oh, that sounds great.
And get them high.
Do
they know
cemetery.
You do this?
My dad passed away, but my mom doesn't have internet.
Perfect.
That's what I recommend to anybody that's on the internet. Take it away from your mother.
What about your grandmother? Didn't you say that she started doing...
Yeah, do you give her weed?
What? If I said something about a grandmother, I was joking. All my grandmothers are dead as well. Stop bumming me out, you guys.
Oh, my gosh.
No. Okay, let's go to your grandmother's house.
Dead relatives. Okay, let's talk about my brother's doing great. He had a birthday a couple days ago.
Your grandmother's alive.
And, okay, what was I going to say after the break? Oh, the third part of that poll that I put
Twitter
up on
poll.
Twitter. And we'll be right back with that amazing information. Hey, you guys. What's up? Our friends at Poke Bowl have a special offer for fans of Getting Dug with High. You can buy a Poke Bowl home dome frosted ashtray like we have here on the table with 10% off if you use the promo code Doug. Just go to PokeBowl.com, promo code Doug to receive your 10% discount. This is out and someone is gonna be fired.
Welcome back to Get It Done with High.
We're here with Melissa Moore and Esther Koo. Esther, this is her 20th time on the show.
I think you said 18th. I
took a time machine, I freeze this, and I went and did another two episodes and I came back.
Yeah. There you go.
You can't even tell, right?
That's right. We're up to 1,811 viewers right now, so people are joining in because you guys are here, and I appreciate that. And the cliffhanger from before the break is all politicians are fuck-ups, a-holes, or dipshits. And which one do you guys think got the most so far?
Well, I know, so I can't.
3,799 votes. Which one, Esther?
Dipshits.
Winning. How did you... That's right.
Because it's a fun thing to vote for.
I think politicians are dipshits also. It's kind of a fun way of saying that they're not they're not getting things done. But it's not as specific as a-hole. Sounds like they're just horrible people.
Yeah, dipshits like
and
you're
dumb.
And
fuck-ups makes them feel defensive, like, well, we're just doing the best we can. Mistakes get made. So yeah, dipshits, you figured it out. Good work.
I didn't even cheat this time.
When did you cheat?
On Doug Loves Movies. That's why I'm banned, isn't it?
You're not banned and you cheated?
Yeah, I looked at my phone because you guys said something about John C. Reilly and I had to go.
Oh, you were trying to look him up on the internet?
Yeah, because I didn't know
who that was.
Right, but then when
but
he saw
you were
him,
just
going to
look at a picture of his face. You weren't going to look for names of
Right, I was just looking for a picture.
Yeah, that's what we got to do on that show. Is we got to have somebody come out. Maybe
you
we'll
need
get a
somebody.
Girl
you
in
need
a
to
bikini
have,
to come out with a picture.
Yeah,
of every person.
Maybe
we
Melissa. Right.
Well, I
can wear a bikini.
I bet you could. can you guys watch a magic trick? Are you able to handle that right now?
Yeah, man.
All
I
right,
can definitely.
Here we go. Here comes Gabe
I'm
the magician.
So excited.
Everybody.
Ladies.
Hello,
Hello Gabe.
Gabe.
Melissa, do you mind helping me?
I would love to.
Wonderful.
I'm excited to.
All right, I'm going to draw a circle in this little notebook.
Okay.
I want you to think of a card and write the name of it in there. If it were the
eight
of hearts. Oh, there
I go. Breaking things.
Sorry.
No worries. Lots of distractions.
There's lots of distractions. I'm just kidding. Okay, what am I doing?
So you write the value and then the suit. So if it were the eight of hearts, you just write eight and then a heart.
Okay.
While I'm not looking.
Hold on. Fine.
He's and like the guy at the bank who you open an account with and you pick your PIN number.
All right,
and he's like, I'm not looking.
Show it to that camera first. Got it? Close it up and then put that rubber band around it.
Do you want your Sharpie back?
Sure.
That's the rubber band from earlier. He's like MacGyver.
I'll take it back from you. Take a look at that deck, make sure it's normal.
Do you want me to shuffle it?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Would that be okay?
Is the game so much nicer than Doug? Oh, hey.
Oh, okay, so I have like an image of what your card is.
Mm-hmm.
Your handwriting is I'm not getting a clear image of that.
Oh, I know. Why did you have messy handwriting?
Did I really have messy handwriting?
Yeah.
Just sort of unclear what the card is, but you can pick one and we'll quickly turn directions.
Okay, do I look at it?
Do you think it's going to be the card?
That would be very cool, right?
Oh.
Is it close?
It's really close.
It's really close.
Should we just end there? Is it close enough?
Like, if you melted it, it would turn into that.
Definitely.
It would turn into
a snake. No, I even see it, kind of. So yeah. You're right.
All right, let me just do one other thing. Just to
that's so like I ruined your pick. No, I'm sad. I ruined your pick.
So I'm gonna push it back into the center, but there's something cool if I pull on the string.
I can't get over.
Card
this.
Comes back to the top. I don't know if you saw
it.
Watch,
damn.
I'll do it again. Into the center.
I did.
Pull the string. Back to the top.
Oh shit. Oh wow.
It's the same card.
Now help me with this next part.
Oh my god, look at him go.
What the hell?
Every card is that.
No.
Okay, push that into the center.
I thought we checked all the cards.
What is that?
What's that?
It's right there.
There it is up there, you guys. He's in his mouth.
Wow.
Dude, yeah. We checked the card deck too, and there was, and it didn't look
magicians
like.
Magicians have to get tested because of that trick.
Did you send Gabe to
really
magician
cool.
camp or something?
How, like, that's really rad.
Yeah, Gabe's gonna
I don't
be,
think I've ever seen a magic trick before.
He's gonna be at the NoHo.
Really?
NoHo,
yeah, I've seen him on TV.
You've missed out, man.
NoHo Compassionate Collective is where
people
Gabe's gonna be.
Kids should see magic tricks when they're like four.
August 7th.
Yeah.
From noon to 3.
I mean.
Bring the kids. That's Esther's idea. Bring your kids to watch Gabe.
That's rad. August 7th? Cool.
With Honey Farm. Noon to 3. I got plugs for you guys. Things to say about both of you.
What's up?
Let's see. Melissa Moore, follow her Twitter and Instagram at Melissa Moore.
Any
please.
Relation to Mandy Moore?
None.
Just the Moores are get around.
Mandy Moore as in the actress?
You know.
Okay. No, but no relation.
Heiress to AC Moore?
Nope, not that one either. Do you have any more?
You know how like names work in porn, right?
They're fake.
Yeah, right.
So, right. Oh.
So who would you be related to?
I thought everybody got that. I thought she was kidding. I thought you were being serious.
No, that's half of the fun with Esther is it comes off hilarious, which she's sincere.
Nope, no relation.
No, but what if some porn stars only change their
It would be fun to pick
name.
Somebody, though. Say Demi Moore is your aunt whenever somebody asks.
Yeah.
And then just leave it at that.
Yeah, if people would believe me.
Yeah, they absolutely would.
I know Esther would.
Esther, like, she makes up the names of the comedy clubs she's playing at, and people believe it. July 28th through 31st, Off the Hook Comedy in Naples, Florida.
Off the Hook Comedy
I heard
comedy
they
club.
Used to be Off the Chain, but they had to, somebody
that's the
sued.
That's the black club.
And then... Why is Off the Hook was also invented by black
that's,
people,
that's where
wasn't
Earthquake
it?
Performed.
August 31st, Sunrise Civic Center in Sunrise, Florida. Is that like, is it going to be like a buffet or something? And
no, man.
It sounds like an old
it's
person
It's
going to
be
thing.
Waiter service.
Sunrise Civic Center.
Fuck waiter this buffet shit.
And September 15th through 18th, Harvey's Comedy Club in Portland, Oregon. Go
Harvey's.
Find Esther doing her shows out there. It's very funny. Good time will be had.
Thank you for the good read.
Melissa Moore, please, on Instagram and Twitter.
Yeah.
And anything else you guys got to add?
Coup and the Gang.
Oh, that's your podcast? Killing it.
Yeah, man.
Doing great, man.
What do you talk about on your podcast?
Pooing.
Pooing?
Yeah.
It's in specific.
That's it starts there and then goes off in
it
a
starts,
lot of directions.
It starts as like a psychological interview about the interviewee's pooping habits.
I can't believe I haven't done it because I'm
Why
anxious
haven't
to talk about
that. Anybody would
I got
be.
Real strong
I mean,
opinions
on.
About pooping. And I never get to debate them with anyone. and you're, you know...
Finally, I'm glad there's somebody out there that finally does this, because I always watched it.
Yeah, I'm taking the shame away from poo.
Okay.
soon we're gonna have people pooing.
Yeah, it's about time. Did that happen? Our next show is gonna be, we don't know when, but I do know that I've got a bunch of stuff coming up on the road, so I won't even be back in Los Angeles until August 10th, I think, something like that. So look for it to land somewhere around there, the 10th or 11th. And thank you again to Esther Koo and Melissa Moore. No relation to Demi Moore.
No, or Riley.
Or Dinty Moore.
Or Riley Reed.
Say your grandfather
or Melissa
Dinty
Rivers.
Moore. What is Dinty Moore? Beef stews? Different kinds of stew? We'll see you when we see you. Bye-bye.